Hey, it's Eric
and Kathy from The Mix.
And this is the Eric and Kathy podcast,
featuring highlights from our show.
Let's do it.
Actor Channing Tatum says that on the set of his most recent movie, there was an incident. He was in water. He was wearing a wetsuit. He got cold. He got out. He said, "Hey, I'm freezing over here." The crew came over and said, "Well, we've got some warm water here. We'll pour it down the inside of your wetsuit." He said, "Fantastic." Little did they know they'd cranked up the heat a little too high, poured it down the wetsuit, burned the twig and berries. Frank and his friend, the Beans. And subsequently, Channing Tatum had to go to the hospital for morphine.
Yeah. Could you imagine being that crew member that did that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now that crew member is working on iCarly.
I was going to say. Or on The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien.
Right. 591-6800. You burned what, Bill?
Well, we were on a cruise and fell asleep with some loose-fitting shorts and the old beanbag pretty severely with the sun.
Oh, man!
So I got these loose-fitting shorts on a cruise.
Oh, God.
Yeah, upper deck, the sun angle. The ship must have turned or something. Oh. Got me good.
Burned the beanbag.
How did you treat that?
A little uncomfortable.
Carefully.
Putting on the dress slacks for dinner, you know.
Yeah.
You poor thing.
Yeah, little Ben Gay on. No, you wouldn't want that.
Oh.
Yeah, a little gold bond on there, maybe.
Something. Stay in the pool.
Yeah, cooling action.
That's a lot of aloe vera.
Hey, honey. I don't know if the ship moved or these shorts are too loose, but I got an issue I'm dealing with.
Yeah,
here.
Imagine the other people on the cruise walking by.
Oh boy.
Hello.
Yeah, avert your eyes.
Maraschino. Oh, cherries.
Okay. Yeah.
No way.
Hi, Rick.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Good. You had a little bit of an issue with a burn?
Yeah. We have an annual fishing trip where we get a bunch of guys up north in Wisconsin. And short story, we went into the local tavern, ordered some chili, and there's the bartender brought over some hot sauce, and I said, "That's not hot enough." And he goes, "Oh, you want the hot stuff?" So he reached behind the bar and brought out this bottle of what everybody knows as Da Bomb.
Right.
So I put some in the chili, and it was way too hot to eat. So I said, "All right, I learned my lesson." And as I put everything back away, I must have got some on my fingers. So a couple minutes later, I head to the bathroom.
Go to use the restroom.
And as I'm coming back out of there, I sit down at the bar, and I got this burning sensation.
Like, from the bomb.
Hey, like, fellas, I got a burning sensation down here, and it's not the usual stuff I go to the doctor for.
Well, it's kind of like sulfur on a match. It just keeps getting worse. You can't stop it. So I get up, and I go back into the bathroom, and I drop my pants at the sink, and I start lathering up. And one of my buddies walks in, and he starts laughing. He goes, "What the hell?" I go, "Get the hell out of here."
Don't ask. It's something I like to do on vacation, all right?
And what do you do to get rid of that?
You just gotta wait it out. Can you imagine that, though? You go in, you use the restroom. You're just sitting at the urinal. Next thing you know, you're like...
Oh, burn it.
Are they cooking bacon in here? Oh, my God! Thank you for the call. Now we're just hearing from a woman who just got back from Mexico.
Hmm.
Got a massage. Fernando.
Ooh.
Let the hands roam a little bit too much.
Oh,
well,
my.
Maybe not. She let it go.
She enjoyed it.
But battled mentally with both sides of the issue. Should I stop? Should I enjoy? Should I stop? Should I enjoy? Whoa, what's he doing there?
She was baffled.
Right. 591-6800. Christina.
Yes.
Hi, do you have something similar happen to you?
Well, it's not out of the country, but it was here at the health club, and I tried one of the male therapists, and he was awesome. I mean, and he was tall, good-looking, blonde guy, and he asked. He said, "Do you mind if I do your glutes?" And I said, "No, not at all."
AKA your butt.
In fact, why don't you start there, and we'll just see where this massage takes us.
I mean, at first it's like, they're touching sensitive spots, and I think it's hard not to get excited like that.
Right, right.
Well, yeah, I mean, when a man's hands are touching you there, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Especially if he's a cutie.
Yeah, exactly. And then he touched places where it's like, oh, I didn't even know I was sore there, you know?
Yeah, and you're like, keep going. Oh, my.
591-6800. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
A similar massage?
I did. I was in Amsterdam just trying to relax.
Say no more.
Amsterdam. Oh, baby.
And this massage took place like at a street corner.
actually on the floor in the hotel room, but that's a different story. I thought she would have a table like they do in the States.
Right.
She just showed up with a bunch of bed sheets, made this huge bed on the floor, and then proceeded to, when she was doing my top half of her, my face up side, pulled the sheet all the way down to my crotch level and just went at it.
Went at it. Woo!
Sitting with her.
Right.
Really?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened to me, too.
They took the sheet completely off?
Yep, completely off. All
was that
the way
in
down.
Mexico?
It was in Mexico.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you have to pay extra for that?
No.
And you just you let them?
Well, you know, when you're laying there and you're, you know,
right.
You're not at home.
You're shocked.
You're shocked, and you're just like, maybe this is just what they always do. So you just let it go. It felt good. I mean, it did. It was relaxing.
Just guys, yeah, that's how guys, this is what I always do. Don't be panicked.
Yeah.
This is fine. This is usual routine stuff.
It's great.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, you had a massage where?
I had a massage in Thailand, and, oh, I can't remember the name of this city, but it was the main Navy city that we go to when we go into port.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a group of us, we went, I was the only female in the group, and it was only women that do the massages. And she was very handsy. She was massaging every single part of my body. And it was a little uncomfortable.
Did you say anything or just let it go?
Well, I just let it go because before we went, the guy told me, they said, you know, they're very different here when they do massages because they do every single part of your body.
Right.
Every part.
That would be weird.
Was it uncomfortable in a good way, though?
It was
I think you know what I'm saying. Again, I used the gym, the rope class in gym analogy. Was it uncomfortable, like climbing the rope in gym class? Uncomfortable, but good uncomfortable?
Well, the thing is, over in Thailand, the women aren't very well endowed up top.
She was massaging you with those?
No, I'm a little larger up top, and she really enjoyed doing the girls.
That's right.
Well, maybe she's
not used to seeing that.
Right. That's probably what it is.
Right.
Note to self, book a trip to Thailand.
Or Amsterdam.
Yeah. Interesting. Phone lines are jammed.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Chips, dip at a Mexico trip.
Yeah, we're heading to Mexico.
You want to come with?
Oh, boy, do we have a trip planned. 2 days of live shows. Taking Lifehouse with us. We're taking Train with us. Are we taking you with us?
Hope so.
Every day at 7:20, we give you all the details on how you can win these free Apple vacations to join us. Today, we said, listen, after the 8:30 news, which would be, oh, let's check right about now.
Mm-hmm.
And finish this phrase. Hey, Eric and Kathy, you want me sitting on the Chase Lounge next to you, and here's why.
Okay, gotta tell us why. Be creative, have fun.
All right, let's meet some of these folks. So we'll throw all these. Kathy, are we going to pick one of these, or are we going to throw them all in a hat and draw one at random?
You know what? Last time we put them all in a hat, drew from random.
Okay.
Let's pick one today.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
591-6800. Hey, Jen, we want you on the Chase Lounge next to us. Here's why.
Here's why. My mom dated Harrison Ford in college, and I have awesome stories to tell
you.
Really? Seriously?
Yes.
Really?
Seriously. Yeah, they went together in Ripon College. They dated.
Really? And was it a long-term romance, or was it just like a one-night stand?
No, it was a few months. I have a couple of pictures.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. And was he just as handsome back then?
No, he was totally geeky. He was a theater major, and he was totally nerdy.
Really?
Very skinny, yeah.
See, we should have taken him with us last night. We had a chance to spend some time with Harrison Ford last night.
I know. I would have loved to talk to him.
Yeah.
He went by the name Harry, too. He didn't go by Harrison.
How freaked out would he have been if you would have gone, hey, my mom used to date you in college. I just wanted to see you and meet you. And he'd be like, oh, God.
Show him a picture of him and your mom together.
Right.
Because of some of the stories I have, he would have freaked out.
All right, hold on, Jen.
I like that.
Interesting.
My mom dated Harrison Ford. 591-6800. We want you on the Chase Lounge next to us. Why, Craig?
I bear a striking resemblance to George Clooney.
Oh.
Have you been told before?
I can't tell you how many times I've been told.
Oh, that's got to be such an incredible burden for you.
Yeah, you poor thing.
Back in the day when ER was, when they used to film in Chicago, I would play it up to my full advantage. It was before my married days, but I would
I drop my voice and talk a little deeper. And
right, do your best Dr. Doug Ross.
Oh,
all right,
awesome.
Hold on. I look like George Clooney. Hi, John. We want you in the Chase Lounge next to us, and here's why.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, Eric. You know, I'm not going to tell you any boring stories. I'm not going to tell you how good-looking I am. I'm just going to be quiet and let you sit down and look at my hot girlfriend's big boobs.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's yeah. I won't lie, John. That's enticing.
Yeah, and it's certainly an honest approach.
Oh, very nice. All right, hold on.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, what's coming here?
I won't talk, and I'll let you stare at my girlfriend's boobs. All right. Well, thanks, John. I appreciate that. That's
okay.
Nice.
Those are good.
591-6800. Hey, Ron, we want you on the Chase Lounge next to us. Why?
Hola, Señor Eric and Señorita Kathy.
Hola, Ron. ¿Qué tal?
I'm going to play security for you. I have 225 pounds of muscle, and I speak fluent Spanish. And my wife is a certified therapist, massage therapist, so you can get massages the whole time you're there.
Oh, Dios mío, Ron.
Oh. Near the end.
Yes, here.
Mm. All right.
That's Spanish Ron. You meet a lot of Mexican guys named Ron.
I know.
It's really common.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go through Mexico City without bumping into like seven Rons.
Is Cynthia's fiance Ron?
I don't know. I don't think. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Eric and Kathy.
Hi. We want you sitting on the Chase Lounge next to us, and here's why.
Here's why. So my husband wears European-style bathing suits. And he has size 17 feet.
Oh, okay.
Oh. All right. That'd be a conversation.
Dios mío. Wow.
Whoa. We can talk about that all weekend.
If A, then B.
Yeah.
I took logic class in college. All right, those are our contestants. Jen. Her mom dated Harrison Ford. Craig, who looks like George Clooney. Uh-huh. John won't say a word and allow us all to stare at his hot girlfriend's big boobs.
Yes. Oh, my.
I'm sorry, what's that, John? I didn't hear a word you say. I'm staring at your hot girlfriend's big boobs.
Yeah.
Ron, our 5'8", 225-pound Spanish security guard.
Yeah.
And Jenny, whose husband has size 17 feet and wears a lot of European bathing suits.
Oh, my. Do the math.
Swanee, Cynthia, they'll be down there, too. We'll allow everybody to get a vote.
Do you even need to take Swanee's vote?
Well, remember, there's three of you. We could always be outvoted.
Yes, true.
But you have to determine the one you like the best, the one that has the most possibilities, the one that has the most upside. Swanee, your vote?
I know I'm going to shock you guys with this one. I'm actually going to say Jen, the Harrison Ford.
Okay.
Really? I'm so surprised.
My mom dated Harrison Ford. Cynthia, your vote, please.
I like that one, too.
You like Jen?
Yeah.
My mom, I'm surprised by both of you.
Ah.
Melissa.
Well, I'd like to go with the big feet, but I'm going to go with my mom dated Harrison Ford.
Wow. Whoa. Kathy Hart, your vote?
You're going to be surprised.
Uh-huh.
I'm basing my vote purely on my reaction.
Right.
Go with John.
I'm picking John.
You know,
I I got the most reaction out of that.
Ooh, I think we just got outvoted, though, Kathy.
We did.
Kathy and I were going to sit around next to John during his hot girlfriend's big boobs, but no. No,
sorry,
it's not going to be the case. Hey, Jen.
Hey, yeah.
Hi, you're coming to Mexico with us.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. This is awesome.
Congratulations.
I cannot wait.
Bring the pictures.
I've got to talk to my mom and get all the stories, all the more stories I can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bring the pictures, okay?
Okay, you got it.
Think you're sick of this music, too?
I'm sure it brings back fond memories.
Let's find out. From the Green Room over at Harpo Studios. Adam Lambert, how are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it. You got a busy day, huh?
Yeah, the big O.
The big O is today. That's right. Are you intimidated? Are you nervous?
You know, I'm not nervous. I'm really excited to meet her. You know, I admire her greatly, and I can't wait to sit down and talk with her and sing for the audience.
Now, will you meet her on stage for the first time? Or
yeah, apparently that's how they do it. It'll be like, you know, it'll be really authentic.
You know what I would suggest, and trust me on this, Adam, make sure you bring up some type of discussion that involves tequila. The woman.
Really?
Oh, she loves tequila. We did tequila shots with her once. She loves it. I'm not lying to you.
Oh, no. And she doesn't do just one shot. That's not allowed.
I'm not lying to you.
I did not know that. You didn't think.
We didn't either.
Yep, it's the truth. Now, we were also talking about the fact that your new video debuts Friday, correct?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's for What Do You Want From Me?
Yeah, and I saw a little clip online and can't wait to see the whole thing. It's not typical Adam Lambert.
Well, I mean, my whole thing is it always has to reflect the vibe of the song. You know, if you saw me on Idol, it was kind of that way. Like, I would dress and kind of get into the mood of whatever song I was doing. So we all talked about it, and we thought it should be something kind of vulnerable and natural and real.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
So
yeah, thank you.
It's raw, and you're going, like, on an emotional journey in it?
Yeah, you know, it kind of reflects the lyrics of the song. You know, it's kind of being in that relationship where you're questioning that journey and you're confused, but you're expressing that you love the person and you're hoping that they hang on. So
now it's all stripped down.
Definitely. Yeah, totally.
Okay, and today on Oprah, will you be portraying yourself that way, or is it going to be the glammed up Adam Lambert that we all know?
You know what? I actually don't know yet.
Really?
All right,
so you're going into makeup then here shortly.
I mean, in an hour or two, and wardrobe, and we haven't actually picked out what I'm going to wear yet. And usually the outfit kind of dictates the hair and all that. So
makeup.
Yeah, we'll see what my stylist friend has pulled today, and we'll see what mood we're all in.
Where do you get one of those? I need one of those stylist friends.
Yeah, sure stylist does. Friend is my best friend. It's great. Yeah.
Adam, do you find it's difficult to get that eyeliner off? Because we did a photo shoot once, and Eric had that eyeliner, and it took him forever to get it off.
You know, I don't really believe in getting it all off at all.
Yeah.
I'll wash my face and just kind of let it hang on for safekeeping.
For years at a time.
You know, hey, you never know.
Yeah. Now, you've obviously been in the news a whole bunch with the career and all the rise of everything that's been going on. Has everything calmed down with the arguments or the fights with ABC?
I hope so.
Is that all better now? Is everybody getting along? Everybody's getting along then.
I think so. I haven't heard anything else, so, you know. I'm just moving forward, and I think they are, too.
Good for you.
Yeah. Good for you.
Did you get a chance to watch American Idol last night?
No, I didn't. No, unfortunately. I'll have to catch up when I get back home.
I'm sure you've been asked 100 times, but what do you think it's going to be like without Paula and with this being Simon's final season?
You know, I definitely think the audiences love those judges. You know, Paula is incredible. She will be missed by the judge, by the audience and the contestants, and I think Simon will also. And I think ultimately, you know, especially past the first couple weeks of the show, it's really about the contestants. So I think people will still want to tune in and enjoy the show.
Yeah. Now, will you watch Adam, or will it be one of those things that you go, listen, I'm too busy, and B, I've been there, I'm exhausted by it.
No. I actually think it'll be interesting to watch it now, having been through it, because I was a fan of the show before. Uh-huh. So I'll probably wait for that. I always waited, you know, until it got down to, like, the top, like, 7, 6, so it got really good. So I'll be trickling in on the YouTube there and catching up when I hear about it.
And we were curious because the top finalists always have to go on the American Idol tour. Mm-hmm. Does the winner have to go on that tour? Did Chris Allen go on?
Yeah, Chris was on tour with us.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
How was that tour with everybody?
It was amazing. I mean, it was a roller coaster. I mean, every day practically we were in a different city. And stepping out onto that stage in front of arenas full of people, I know for me it was the biggest audiences I had ever played in front of. So just really overwhelming in the best possible way.
What was more intimidating, experiencing that or an interview with Barbara Walters?
I actually think it was more intimidating the first couple performances we did on stage. Then Barbara was really very, very gracious and sweet and calm, and I liked her.
A little tough to understand, though, isn't she, every now and then, Adam?
No.
When she talks like this because she's had plastic surgery. No?
Oh,
well, she does. She would say, like, hello, Adam Lambert. Not that I don't love her, but that's what she would say.
Of course.
I do.
I didn't have a hard time understanding her, but I see where you're going.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations on all the success. I know everybody will be watching on Oprah, and then this weekend on Friday watching for the new video and the new single, and I can't congratulate you enough on how great it's going for you.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thanks for joining us, and come back anytime, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Adam.
See you later. Adam Lambert. So I think he's being nice.
With Barbara Walters.
I think he probably had a hard time understanding her. I'm sorry, Barbara, I didn't get that last question.
Can you repeat that? One more time.
The Eric and Kathy Podcast.
From The Mix.
Downloadable every day to your portable listening device. This is The Mix.
In Chicago.
At 101.9 FM.
On the web at WTMX.com.
And now, via podcast.
Thanks for listening.